Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an audiobook review for Dragon Page Cover to Cover. This is a review of The Goddess Test by Amy Carter, published in paperback by Harlequin Teen in April 2011. Amazon Canada has it listed for $10.36. I'm pretty sure I'm on record as saying I'm terribly bored with the standard romance trope of the superior male. You know, when the male hero is richer, socially superior, and older than the heroine. Especially that last one, older. In an age of vampires romancing teenage girls, there are way too many novels featuring an age gap that, frankly, is just ugly with sparkles painted on. I mean, really, what does a teenage girl have to offer an older man? Yeah, admit it, you thought it too. So when I received The Goddess Test by Amy Carter as an electronic ARC, I didn't hold out much hope. I figured as a Harlequin teen book it wouldn't be explicit, but the cover copy is pretty sappy. Then she meets Henry, dark, tortured, and mesmerizing. He claims to be Hades, god of the underworld. Well, I expected a goth fantasy with a new mythological creature to fetishize. What I didn't expect was to be reaching for a tissue in the first 20 pages. Miss Carter nicely sidesteps the whole unequal romance trope by placing the emotional center of the novel in the relationship between our heroine Kate and her mother Diana. Kate's frantic grief over her mother's looming death drives the plot and gives more weight to the story than a young adult romance would normally command. The story has Kate competing to become Henry's wife in order to give her mother a little more time. Henry requires a replacement for Persephone in order to keep up with his duties as god of the underworld. Although Kate will be Henry's wife if she succeeds, she is not required to be his romantic or sexual partner, just to be able to wield goddess-type authority and powers wisely. Henry offers to postpone her mother's death until Kate passes or fails the 7 tests that will determine if she becomes a goddess. Henry remains a suitably distant and stern figure for most of the novel. His grief at the loss of Persephone and his rather flat effect is supposed to indicate his remote godlike nature, as someone who's never been human. Kate's growing affection for him is rather tepidly rendered, but that's not a huge criticism, as I don't think the novel could sustain 2 relationships that are as emotionally intense as the one between Kate and her mother. By the end of the book, Kate comes to terms with her mother's death. So while The Goddess Test might make you cry unexpectedly in the beginning, the end of the story sees the loose ends nicely tidied up. But not too tidy, as there'll be a sequel released next year. So please, check out The Goddess Test, recommended to you by Web Genie.